into a Friday focus on Radio Life and Style. Penny Faree is in the house for a Friday roundup. And hello, Penny.
Morning, Mark, and morning to all our listeners. If you want to understand what shaped the North Coast this week, this is Friday Focus. We start with jobs. Recruitment, linked to the opening of the Club Med Resort at Tinley Manor, has come under scrutiny on the North Coast after job applications were opened only to residents from three wards recently. The ward-based recruitment process, which began last week, has drawn the ire of community leaders and political representatives who say it effectively excludes unemployed young people from neighbouring areas. This is happening against the backdrop of severe youth unemployment across the region, where access to work is already deeply contested. Once applications were limited to specific wards, questions quickly followed about fairness, access and transparency. In response to growing public debate, Kwadukusa Municipality has issued a formal clarification. The municipality says an employment dialogue with Club Med engagement circulating on various platforms is not a council-approved or municipal program, and that it is not an organizer, co-host, or official partner to that engagement. However, the municipality has confirmed that a bilateral meeting did take place between the mayor and Club Med this week, focused on employment and local economic development. It says that engagement formed part of its structured and formal stakeholder processes. Municipal officials have also stressed that any official initiatives or platforms relating to employment will be communicated through recognized municipal channels. All of this has reignited a broader debate on the North Coast about how access to jobs is managed, particularly when opportunities are linked to large-scale developments and whether those processes risk becoming politicized. And just to put this into context, the Club Med Resort at Tinley Manor is a 2 billion rand tourism development scheduled to open in July. It will be one of the largest resorts ever built in South Africa, with around 400 rooms, and is expected to attract significant international tourism during peak travel periods. The scale of that project and the volume of jobs linked to its opening is precisely why recruitment processes are now under such close public scrutiny. Staying with development and its impact on the North Coast, public participation around another major project in Ballito has now been extended following concerns about limited public awareness of the proposal. The extension relates to a proposed mixed-use development known as the Square, planned for a site within the Ballito Village Node. The comment period has now been extended to the 30th of January. The proposal includes a six-story building with ground floor retail, 52 service departments, two basement parking levels, and a rooftop entertainment level. Because the site sits within the 100-meter coastal management line, excavation and construction require environmental assessment and formal public participation. Developers are also seeking a height departure from the current four-story limit to just over 20 meters. In a node as spatially constrained as Ballito Village, height departures are significant because once a new threshold is approved, it becomes a reference point for future applications. Traffic impacts have also been raised. The traffic impact assessment concluded that no road upgrades are required. That assessment contrasts with congestion already experienced along Library Lane, Compensation Beach Road, and across the Village Road network. Water capacity has been flagged as well. Caesar Water has issued a conditional no objection, noting that capacity constraints may exist and should be considered during planning. In effect, this indicates that existing infrastructure is already under pressure. Despite the scale of the proposal, earlier participation rounds drew just 8 public submissions, none from immediate neighbours. For a six-storey development in one of Ballito's most sensitive and congested nodes, that level of engagement is notably low, and it is the reason the participation window has now been extended. More broadly, the proposal highlights a recurring issue on the North Coast. Growth is accelerating while road capacity, bulk services and environmental buffers remain finite. Residents and stakeholders now have until 30th of January to review the application and submit comments as part of the formal process. Details on where to access the documents and how to submit comments will be shared on our social platforms. Agriculture. We're turning now onto a very important issue. The ongoing foot and mouth disease outbreak in KwaZulu-Natal is now entering its fourth year, and the consequences are finally being felt well beyond the farm gate. Producers warn the outbreak is costing the sector millions of rands, with ripple effects for both farmers and consumers. The current outbreak began in 2021, first detected around Halabisa and Matuba on the north coast. It has since spread beyond the original disease management area, affecting commercial feedlots and dairy farms across the province. KwaZulu-Natal authorities have acknowledged shortcomings in monitoring and controlling livestock movement, allowing the disease to spread more widely. Foot and mouth disease affects cattle and other animals with split hooves. It causes painful sores and infections, and in many cases, death. Farmers say production has taken a severe knock. Some dairy farmers report milk yields dropping from around 20 litres per cow to as little as 3. Others say they have been forced to slaughter infected animals and take out loans just to stay afloat. Angus Williamson from the Red Meat Producers Organization says there are too few licensed abattoirs to deal with infected animals, and that the response has been too slow. At national level, agricultural spokesperson Jolene van Wyk has confirmed that 3 vaccines have been approved and will be rolled out in key provinces. Agricultural Minister John Steenhuisen says vaccines from Argentina, Turkey and Botswana are expected soon, with local production also being established. He has conceded that containing the outbreak will take time, and that matters for consumers. Meat prices in South Africa have now reached an 8-year high, with food inflation being driven in part by the ongoing foot and mouth disease crisis. Authorities are urging the public to continue buying meat through registered abattoirs and butcheries, particularly as the outbreak is expected to disrupt traditional slaughtering practices in affected areas. And now we're moving on to property use and enforcement. Homeowners in Ballito and across the North Coast are being reminded that how residential properties are used is coming under closer municipal scrutiny. Last year, Kwalikuza Municipality carried out a series of compliance blitzes on properties in Ballito, focusing on zoning contraventions, including short-term and self-catering rentals operating from residential homes. At the same time, the municipality has been moving to tighten the regulatory framework itself. Kwalikuza Municipality is in the process of formally amending its land use scheme. One of the key proposed changes is that self-catering and short-term rentals, including Airbnb-style accommodation, will require special consent to operate legally in residential zones. The proposed amendments have already gone through public participation and now awaiting finalization and publication in the Government Gazette. Once gazetted, operating without that consent may be deemed unlawful. This local enforcement sits within a broader legal shift. In 2021, the Supreme Court of Appeal confirmed that municipalities may impose penalty rates where a property is used in contravention of its zoning, even without first changing the property's category on the valuation roll. That ruling significantly strengthened municipal enforcement powers. In practice, homeowners often only become aware of a problem when a higher than expected charge appears on the municipal account. Legal experts say enforcement is becoming more systematic, with municipalities using zoning records, approved plans, complaints, and even online rental listings to identify contraventions. With municipalities under growing fiscal pressure, this type of enforcement on the North Coast is expected to increase, not ease. The advice to property owners is straightforward. Check your zoning, confirm whether your current use is permitted, and address any issues early. And finally, a heads up for property owners in Kwalikuza Municipality. The municipality is currently finalizing its general valuation roll, which will determine property rates from the 1st of July this year. The draft valuation roll was submitted in October last year and has been undergoing internal verification by the municipality. The final valuation roll will be delivered and published on the 31st of January this month, just days from now. From that point, the roll becomes public and the formal objection period begins. Once the roll is open for inspection, property owners who believe the market value assigned to their property is incorrect will be able to lodge an objection with the municipal valuer within the time frame set by the municipality. The valuer is required to consider each objection and respond in writing, providing reasons for any decision taken. If a property owner remains dissatisfied, there is a further right of appeal to an independent valuation appeal board. The new property valuations will come into effect on the 1st of July when adjusted municipal rates are implemented. And that's Friday Focus, bringing you the key stories from the North Coast. Join us every Friday at 8:30 as we give you a picture of the stories unfolding here in our region.
Hey, thank you, Penny. Penny Faree with that update. Friday Focus for this Friday, the 23rd of January. And we'll do it again next week. What do you say, Penny?
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, well, back to the music. On your